Hello?
Oh, yeah.
It's Randy.
Hey, Randy. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, buddy. So I'm working. I've got all your vendors entered. I just had a question for you. I didn't get that information from from Ray, I think. I was following up on the proof of ownership.
Yeah, he forwarded it to you. He copied me on it.
I've had some emails that have been going sideways. So what's his email?
It's billing@natalhomemod.com. He sent it yesterday afternoon.
So the only email that I got was, I will ask that accounted for the info. Did you mean 2015?
Okay. Hold on a second. I'm going to see if I can pull it from my phone. Hold on.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's no problem.
You're the second person to tell me that they haven't got my email, or I haven't got their email, so.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have our EIN number? Because that's the password for this document, for the 2015 extension, because I don't have the EIN. I'm not at the office.
Let me check. Give me one second.
It ends in 4109.
I assume we do, but bear with me. And if you have... Oh, because you can't open it without the EIN number. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see.
You should have it. Let's see if I can log in.
Let's see. Do I have your EIN number? Yes.
You did? Okay.
Good. Yeah. It ends in 4109, correct?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And how are you guys structured? Because I got that from the accountant. I'm like, it's password protected, man. What am I supposed to do here?
Roger, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for and see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay, let me just enter in. I'm doing a remote login to my email. Hold on. See if I can find the email here. Inbox. See if I can find the one with the attachment from billing yesterday. Verification of ownership. Come on, open.
Was it sent to me?
Yep, I believe so. Hold on. From then to... I don't see you on here, though.
Okay.
Help. Anyway, let me forward this to you.
Okay.
Because he said that he sent it to you, and I said, send me a copy of it. And he said, he just sent me this one, says, here you go.
No worries. No worries.
It's R. Goldstein, right?
R. Goldstein at bankofcardiff.com, correct.
STEIN.
Yeah.
At Bank of Cardiff .com.
Do you guys currently own any trucks outright?
Yeah, we have a van, but the transmission just died on it, so we're getting rid of it. So. And we own a van through our other company, but not National Home Bond.
What does your other company do?
Water sales, bottled water.
Bigger
kind of
or
funny,
small?
I almost called you guys because we're kind of small, but there is a coffee vendor in Pittsburgh that is selling off their water accounts, and it's like $80,000 worth of annual volume, which yields about a 70% profit margin, which would really help us grow. But I mean, we're doing $50,000 to $60,000 a year right now, anyway.
Oh, in that company?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah, it's not enough to warrant an acquisition loan, I don't think. So.
Well, acquisition loans don't exist. They're so messy. That's a perfect opportunity. Yeah. That situation that you're telling me. And look, yeah. I've been in this business for 9 years, so I know what's going on in the industry with working capital. It's super saturated. You get calls 100 times a day from people that have no idea what they're talking about. And so with business owners, you're kind of, it's like you're flooded and no one's actually asking you about your business. All they're trying to do is offer you money.
Right.
That's how, it's sad, but we have a different attitude. And the way that I explain working capital to customers is this: look, working capital is not meant to run your business and keep your doors open. It's about a specific need.
Right.
Yeah, it could be a good need. It could be a bad need. I have customers that come to me and say, look, I got a tax lien coming up. Give me $50,000 so I don't get a tax lien filed. Oh, okay, no worries. Right. Tax liens are 40% fees, so
right.
On average. So with that, you know, with that opportunity, you know, you might want to leverage the sales you have at your current business and use a working capital loan. That probably at your, and you know, I have a customer from a few years back. I have a customer who actually opened a restaurant and he has a landscaping company. Well, there's no way a startup restaurant is going to get any significant money in terms of capital, but he's borrowed consistently against his landscaping company because he can use that to continually grow this restaurant and get things growing. And so there's zero like salesmanship or pressure for me, but if that's an opportunity, you know, you might want to do a working capital loan and I can look at your file and tell you what's available if that's a legit opportunity.
You couldn't leverage the sales of National Home Modification to do that, could you?
Yeah, you could.
With the same ownership, you can. All right, let me talk to the owner about that.
Well, because the reality is, I mean, the way the documents read, so, I mean, I can kind of tell you about my client. Technically, you have to use our money to run, you know, you have to use the money we're giving you for your business. But if there's a customer that has, you know, if you've got $50,000 in your account and you get a $50,000 loan, yeah, you can use our loan to go to your business and take money from that business and go to that business. It's just, it's musical chairs. But no, there are a lot of customers that we work with who have an income stream, and lenders in this space, we really don't care what you do with the money. We care that we get paid back. That is the whole essence of lending. That is the essence. You know, I have a customer that came to us, and I had to tell him to stop it because this guy has $180,000 of tax liens. He's like, well, I want to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. I said, I's are dotted and T's are crossed? Brother, you got $197,000 of tax liens. This is the least of your problems to start, you know, being prim and proper. The IRS is going to seize your business. But the reality is, with our programs, yeah, there are a lot of customers that come to us and say, hey, look, I've got an opportunity. How do I go from A to B? And yeah, the working capital loan, that's what that product's about because it's quick, it's fast, it's simple. And after we do the equipment documents, I can walk you through that. So let's bring up what you just sent me. Okay, give
tell
me,
if you refresh your email, tell me if you got what I sent you.
All right, so what I got was, I got the extension.
Okay, good.
But I need the K-1.
Okay. Hold on a second. Was there an extension? But they did not exist. Okay, so you need a K-1.
To verify the ownership.
It says all Arlinda's companies are C corporations. She does not get any K-1s. Why would they be asking for it anyway? That's what the accountant wants to know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So you can just reply to him or I can reply. There's conflicting information on your business credit report. Business credit report shows that you're a principal. And then typically principals have to sign and provide their information. Since you're not a principal, we're trying to get you in a program that doesn't involve your social. What we can use instead is a Schedule G. Anything to verify she owns the business, because this is a business loan and there's no other owners. That's all we care about.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second then. Let me reply all. Hold on.
Essentially, I'm trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah, no, I got you. Let
me put Keith in here. Oh, man. I hate when I don't have access to my desk.
Yeah, because he's right. Usually, for most companies, there are S corporations that we deal with, and so the C's don't show actually the ownership split, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a schedule. I'm sorry?
I said I know nothing about any of that.
It's basically when you have an S corporation, you have, like, let's say you have 10 owners in an S corporation. So there's going to be 10 basically things that you furnish to the IRS at the end of the year that the profits or losses of the companies will go to you. Okay? So me and you own a company. We own it 50-50. We made $20,000 this year. I get 10, you get 10. So when we file our personal tax returns, we each reflect that income, all right?
Schedule
G's aren't like that. Schedule G's are, you know, bigger companies, publicly traded companies will have them. So if you own some stock, you're not going to get a K-1, you know, if you want to share a Microsoft, they're not going to send a certificate of profits each year to you because that's not the way it works.
Right. Okay, hold on a second. When a lender pulls our business credit.
Yeah, we're seeing you as a principal or you as a president being involved. We're trying to prove 100% ownership.
I am listed as the principal.
Let's give you the exact notes. Give me a second.
I am listed as the principal. Period. They need a Schedule G. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Schedule G should be fine. Something to verify 100% ownership of Arlinda.
That Arlinda owns 100%. And that I have no portion of ownership. There. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sending that. Yeah, we just need to know.
We may not need to get all of it. Okay. What's in there?
And hopefully he doesn't give me a political answer like accountants normally do.
Yeah, seriously. I understand what his email's saying. He's saying, hey, why do they need it? And there's a very easy answer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I get it. All right, Tom, it looks like that went.
We work pretty fast. I can get you an answer in about 24 hours.
Once I receive that, I come back to you with the offer. This is a mess for you. My phone doesn't like Smarter
Mail. Your phone doesn't like what? Smarter Mail.
Do you want to write that one? What mail? We call
it Smarter Mail. It's a remote access server, so I can get into my email from anywhere.
Gotcha.
It's called Smarter Mail. Let's see. All right, let's go to sent items. And it went.
Cool.
Yep, 405. Okay.
To our own funding as well, but we do work with them.
I just say when the lender pulls our business credit, I'm listed as the principal. They need a Schedule G to confirm that Arlinda owns 100% and that I have no portion of ownership. That should be point blank good enough. Okay, so once I get that, and I'm going to be in the office tomorrow, do you think that taking delivery of the vehicles on Thursday would be a reality?
Yeah, I think we can do that because my goal is once we get this, depending on when they get this, I'll either get documents out to you today or first thing tomorrow morning. You'll fax copies to me. We'll start working on Wednesday. Thursday morning you might push it. It might roll over Friday, but I'll make sure it's a priority.
Either way, it doesn't matter. We gave them a down payment on each van. We gave them 1,000 each.
So they're holding it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're holding it, and that's going towards the sale. I bought warranties, too. I'm not stupid. You know, I bought good warranties, actually.
Okay, perfect.
This dealership, because they're a commercial van dealership, they sell all their warranties at wholesale. They don't mark them up, so it's pretty nice. being able to get 2 years, 30,000 miles with a bunch of stuff covered for $725 on each van.
Yeah, if something goes wrong, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Well, you know, they all come with a basic one, and I could get a decent powertrain warranty for them for $350, but why not get the AC and
yeah.
the brake? And
yeah, one thing. Yeah, one thing.
Radiator.
Same thing with my car. One thing goes bad. It pays for itself. It's better to pay people a few bucks and have this peace of mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and when you're dealing with used, you got to have a warranty. So.
Absolutely.
But, all right. Do you need anything else from me today?
No, just looking out for that K1.
Okay. Hopefully they send it. If they do send it to my email, if my accountant does find this email and send it out, I will forward it to you, because I know that you have a 3-hour time difference here. So.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Ruben, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.